The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Welcome in. It is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets podcast. I'm not Adam Burke. I'm Jeff Parles. Happy to be with you here for a Thursday of baseball action, the second Thursday of the month of June. So we'll be going through the games that are going to be starting at 3 o'clock Eastern and later on Thursday. Sorry about the a little later get up than usual here. Dodgers and Red series finishing up today. Same with the Rays and the Twins. If the Twins lose in Tampa, everyone in the American League Central will be underwater, as big of a joke as that is. And then a little bit of a quick turnaround. Kyle Bradish, Colin Rea for the Brewers and the Orioles. Brewers are minus 120 favorites at the DraftKings Sportsbook for that one. No plays in that game. Again, starting at 2:10 Eastern time at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. But let's get to it. I just want to bring this up before we get into Giants and Rockies for today. The debut of Elly De La Cruz, of course, is the number one prospect in baseball, number one prospect in the Red system. The home run he hit on Wednesday night, 465 feet, 116 miles an hour off the bat. Guy runs like a gazelle, had a triple in his second at bat. The baby Reds walked off the LA Dodgers on Wednesday night. And as I look at this real quick, again, remember, both Central divisions are horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. As I said, the Twins, if they lose on Thursday, the entire AL Central will be under. Milwaukee leading the NL Central 34-28, nothing overly powerful. The Reds 5 games back entering Thursday. Now, you kind of missed the boat if you wanted to take a Red divisional future, where you could have gotten 45-1, 50-1 not too long ago. You can still get 20-1 at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, not saying the Reds are going to win a division, but can the Reds win a division 1 out of 20 times? Being 5 games back, 4 games under 500 with this infusion of youth that they have now? Now, there's still a lot of questions about the pitching, as we know. Will Benson walked it off, another one of their young guns, on Wednesday night. I think you have to monitor that. If you can still get some 20-1s and they're within 5 games in the next few weeks, that may be worth a look. By the way, the Oakland A's, just so we're aware, the Oakland A's are 10,000-1 to win the AL West. They should be 10,000,000-1, maybe even longer than that. The A's going for the worst record in the history of baseball at this rate. All right, let's go into the Thursday slate, starting with the games starting at 3:10 Eastern time. We'll start with Colorado and the Giants at Coors Field. Alex Cobb, Chase Anderson, your pitching matchup here. Now, Alex Cobb has been great for the San Francisco Giants. He had that one bad start in Milwaukee, But coming off a gem against his former squad, the Baltimore Orioles, Cobb 7 2/3, 7 strikeouts, didn't walk anyone, pitched to contact like he usually does as well. It has been quite the renaissance for Cobb, who looked completely lost just a few years ago, and now is one of the better pitchers on the San Francisco staff. Now, of course, you go to Cobb at Coors Field. We know how Coors Field plays. The weather in Denver right now for this game on Thursday, very reasonable. 73 degrees, not a lot of wind, chance of rain. Pretty much a typical early June Denver forecast. But you look at Cobb here. And the DraftKings right now, Cobb is a minus 175 favorite. And the Giants on the road in Denver looking for the sweep. You look at this, Cobb, as we know, has only given up 3 home runs in his last few starts, 5 starts to be exact. He's given up 6 home runs so far this year, 6 in 69 and 2/3 innings, not bad. A guy who, when he has been good, has kept the ball in the yard. When Cobb had lost himself, he was giving up a lot of home runs. Now, the Giants are one of these teams that I'm still not certain of how good they really are. Right now, sitting in third place in the NL West, 31-30, currently just on the outside looking in just on the outside looking in for a wild card, a half game, 1 game behind the Pittsburgh Pirates entering Thursday's action for the 6th seed. The Marlins are scorching hot, beating up on terrible teams, currently in that second wild card, Dodgers in that 4 seed. I don't have any plays on this game. But you look at Alex Cobb's strikeout prop, that would be the only way I would look to go here, potentially. 4.5. He's coming off a big strikeout game, but we know how pitchers get impacted when pitching in elevation. Under 4.5, minus 125, I don't think is bad on Cobb for the strikeouts. I also like Chase Anderson under 3.5 strikeouts as well. Those would be some leans for me as we go to the player prop market. Again, just like fading strikeout totals when you're pitching at Coors Field. We'll go to the Bronx next. We'll handle the doubleheader in the Bronx here because, again, it looks like they're going to play on Thursday. Just awful, awful, awful air quality conditions in New York. If you saw the pictures from Wednesday, it looked like they were on Mars. They postponed the game on Wednesday because of those horrible air quality issues from the fires in Canada. Lance Lynn and Luis Severino, your pitching matchup, the early game. This is the 4:05 Eastern game in the Bronx. The White Sox are playing better. They beat the Yankees on Tuesday night. They're somehow in the race in the American League Central. Just 4 games behind the Minnesota Twins entering Thursday's action, just showing how bad that division is. The Yanks are minus 140 with Severino. Severino making just his fourth start of the year. Of course, started late because of injury. One really good outing in San Diego, the other two very bad against the Dodgers. And just not a lot of length against Cincinnati back on May 21st. I don't have a play here. I would stay away from the second game of the doubleheader as well. That's right now scheduled for 7:35. They're going to go 25 minutes after game one ends, with the earliest start possible being 7:35. That's Randy Vasquez and Mike Clevinger. Clevinger's been a little bit better recently, still is. Just got ugly, ugly numbers. I have no plays on either of these games. Right now, there is a price on that Vasquez and Clevinger game, minus 130 at the DraftKings Sportsbook on the Yankees against the White Sox in game number 2 of that one. Right now, looking at a 7:35 start potentially for the Yankees and the White Sox in the second game. Phillies and Tigers were also postponed on Wednesday because of air quality issues on the East Coast. Zach Wheeler, Tyler Holton, your pitching matchup. The Phillies are minus 240 with a total of 7.5 at Citizens Bank Park, 6 o'clock. First pitch for that one in Philly. Now, Wheeler has not been himself this year. He's coming off a horrible start in Washington. 3 2/3, 7 earned runs, 8 hits, just got hit all over the ballpark. Now, of course, the start before that was his best start of the year, where he mowed down the Braves in a 2-1 win for the Philadelphia Phillies. You know, here's the deal with this game. I don't want to lay a $2.40, -240 at the DK Sportsbook on the Phillies, and it's over $2 basically everywhere. But I can't take the $2 on Detroit on the take back. Tigers looked like they had figured it out for a little bit, got hot. Now, not the same. Phillies now, of course, going for the sweep in this series, winning the first two games 8-3 and 1-0. No play in this one. No play in this one. I know Holton has been good. Numbers look good in 31 innings. This is his first start. Really, Moore is an opener here. No play. No play in this game for the Phillies and the Tigers. Going north of the border, we do have our first official side play here. The Astros and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays, -105 underdog at home with Berrios. Framber Valdez will go for the Astros. Now, Berrios, even though I know a lot of people like fading, Jose Berrios has been better this year. Still not the guy we saw in Minnesota. So far in this series, Blue Jays have taken the last two after Alek Manoah got destroyed on Monday and then promptly got sent down to rookie ball for the Toronto Blue Jays. But you look at this one, Framber's been amazing. Framber, when you look at the AL Cy Young odds this year, Framber currently coming in fourth, now plus 750, only Gausman, Cole, and McClanahan have shorter odds. I would argue right now that Framber is your AL Cy Young. If I had a vote today, that's who I would vote for. And you're getting him basically as a coin flip. Yes, you're on the road. Yes, you're facing a great lineup in Toronto. 7 o'clock Eastern, by the way, on this tip. 8 is the total, which feels right. I wouldn't touch that. I will take a piece of Framber as a -115 road favorite here. That's the first official play of this one. Astros, -115 against the Blue Jays. Again, Framber's just been so good. Every underlying number looks good. Whip, the traditional whip, ERA, been great so far for Framber. There's no reason to think that this streak that he's on, where he has been awesome over the last month plus, especially including that great start to the year, as we know. Really, it's just one start that has his ERA even over 2. That 4 earned runs in 4 innings against the Cubs, a game that the Astros still found a way to win. I like the Stros. Stros -115, that's a play for tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. Guardians and the Red Sox, Dermody against Savali. Ugly matchup here. Again, the guards under 500, they can't hit. Adam has said that and has documented that very well on this podcast. The Guardians just cannot hit. 221 runs. They have pitched pretty well, all things considered. They're looking for a series win in a rubber match. This one, Red Sox won 2 nights ago. Guards won on Wednesday, 5-2. Total's 8.5. So, looking at Aaron Civale real quick, who's been a guy historically who I've liked betting on. We know Savali's dealt with injury this year. His first start back after nearly 2 months on the IL, 5 shutout innings against Minnesota on last Friday. The 6th pitched very well. Pitched 1 great game against Seattle and then 1 okay game against the Mariners. The Red Sox lineup, as we know, Dermody making his debut tonight. His season debut, I should say, not his career debut. I would look to betting the under in this game. It's a lean. It's not an official play. Now, when you have a total unknown, basically, with Dermody, who making his first career start, has been a bullpen guy. His numbers are ugly in his career. 27 in the third inning, 17 earned, not particularly great. One appearance in 2022. Really, his only action in his career was back in 2023. You don't really have a sample size on this guy. And with the way the guards have just struggled against anyone this year, this would not shock me with a guy who just isn't a lot on. It goes one of two ways usually, especially with how ugly his numbers have been in his career. It goes one of two ways. You're either going to see him be awful or you're going to see Demody be great. So I would look to an under here. That would be the lean. Not quite good enough to make it on the board for me, but I would look to the under. Let's go to Atlanta as the Braves look for the sweep of the Mets. Just the flailing New York Mets right now, losers of five in a row. Two games under 500, 4.5 games behind the Marlins, 7.5 behind Atlanta. The Braves could really put the hammer down here with a win tonight, make it 8.5 on June 9th when we get to Friday, and make it very difficult for a Met team that really has no idea what they are at this point. Great pitching matchup at True East. Strider and Verlander. Now, this is a lean to the disastrous-looking Mets. Now, we don't even know if Alonso will be in the lineup. He got hit on the wrist last night with a pitch. The Mets have won back-to-back games. They've led by multiple runs in this series. Showalter left Carrasco in and Scherzer in, respectively, for too long in the last two nights. Braves capitalized. The Braves are still the best team in the National League. I don't care what the records are. I don't care how good the Diamondbacks have looked. I don't care what the Dodgers are. I don't care what you think the Padres can be. Atlanta's the best team in the National League. But you're getting Verlander at plus 160, which is obviously a big, big number. Verlander has only been an underdog of this magnitude early in his career, and that's it. Hasn't been in the last 10 years. It's never been more than a plus 150 underdog. And he's plus 160 tonight. So, now look, I know it's not vintage Verlander anymore. Pitched great against the Blue Jays in the loss last week. But you're giving me Verlander at plus 160. I can't pass that. Now, do I think the Mets will find a way to win the game? Probably not. They'll find a way to lose it. Their bullpen's been awful. Their lineup's been pedestrian at best. And Showalter looks like Art Howe from Moneyball at this point. But Verlander plus 160, Verlander plus first five, plus 155, or if you want to take the run line, take the Mets plus a half even money, I'd probably actually look to that. That might be the best bet there. Take the Mets plus a half run in the first five innings, get Verlander to be even with Strider, which I think you can get. That's my best play from this game. Mets plus a half, first five against the Braves tonight. Do I think the Braves find a way to win? Probably, because Atlanta's just that good and the Mets are that big of a mess right now. All right, final game of Thursday before we say au revoir for the day. Drew Smyly and Reed Detmers, Cubs and Angels at the Big A, 938. Total of 9, Detmers minus 130, Smyly plus 110 on the road. I would lean to the Cubs. I really don't like either of these teams. The Cubs aren't playing well. Cubs trying to avoid the sweep in Anaheim here. Smyly got off to a great start this year. It has really cooled off. Last two starts, the bad one in Cincinnati, okay one against the Padres. But you look at Detmers, who's just really looked awful so far this year. Other than that one start against Minnesota. To me, Detmers, there's just too many base runners. There's too much traffic with him. The last two starts, Detmers 12 base runners in 5 innings against Miami, 8-5 against Houston. Just too much traffic. And even though I don't love this Cubs team by any stretch, if you can have any sort of clutch hitting for a short sample size against a guy who, look, is a whip of 1.54, that is a big number for a starting pitcher with a sample size, which Detmers has, 50 2/3. you should be able to sprinkle around some runs here. So I like the Cubs plus 110. I don't mind the over as well at minus 120. The Cubs and the Angels, 9:38 Eastern time, first pitch in the Big Eight, a final game of the day. Oh, we've gotten through all the games, so we've done all we've could here. I'm Jeff Parles. I'll be back on Friday as well. Full Friday slate of games. Adam's back next week. This has been the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets podcast. Of course, make sure to like, subscribe, listen, of course, wherever you are listening, Apple, Spotify, of course, VSiN.com for all the best content in sports betting. I'm Jeff Parles. We'll see you next time on the Daily Baseball Bets podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.